What is up, dear listener? Listen to CATR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The show to which you are listening is Teach and Woman. The host who is speaking is me, Dork, and the listener is you. You. What's up? Teach and Woman, the CATR's one-stop shop. What's hot and what's not? Today's definition word, cool, is simple. Nope. Is the opposite of simplicity, functionality, and comfortability. I guess those are all nouns. No, those are adverbs. What? Oh, it is a noun. Wow, go team. Anyway, this definition is inspired by, I did an episode a while ago where I talked about this specific Mina Lee video. If you don't know who Mina Lee is, just look her up on YouTube. But she did this whole video about Harajuku and, like the fashion kind of ethos, I guess, and like maximalism that came out of it, or didn't come out of it, but that was like displayed there, I guess. And there was this quote from, the founder of Fruits magazine, Soichi Aoki. I don't know if you're familiar with Fruits, but it's basically it was a magazine that photographed and documented the fashion in Japan at that time. And he said that there has been a decline in coolness due to simplicity, functionality, and comfortability. So let's talk about it. but first, before you go any further, the song that you just heard before I started talking was Gallegos, No Trade, No Nothing, off of the No Trade, No Nothing EP. I kind of want to, I guess, talk about, so when I was thinking about this episode, like, the thing that I just kept coming back to is, like, oh my god, like, what even is cool? Which I guess is, like, the whole point of this show, but I think it's really interesting that, like, this person who is so involved in such an iconic documentation of fashion and culture, is talking about coolness. Because so often I think that, like, I don't know, coolness, like, it doesn't mean anything. Cool doesn't mean anything. Like, it's often tied to trends. It's often tied, I guess, to, like, prestige. But overall, I think that cool is like expressiveness in a way. In any way, that is cool. But I just thought it was like, I don't know, yeah, funny and cool that like, I thought it was cool that this curator of coolness, I guess, like how they talked about it and like how they see changes and like see it as negative, which I just think is interesting. Seeing it as like a decline in this like abstract quality that is nothing, because it is nothing, is so amorphous and like can kind of be anything. Like, it's interesting to like have such a definition of it. But yeah, that's what we're talking about. But we're gonna move on because this is what a radio show, and we play music here. So this next song is Gardetto by Liv off of the album Girl and the Half Pearl, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I found there was no but you already sipping on pineapple honey. Can't see what I see you fall behind heavy. Sipping on pineapple honey, honey. Scared of
done. 억지를 부리던 솔직하게 하던지 내 맘이야.
What is up, dear listener? Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You're listening to Teachable Moments. What's up? The song that you just heard is Done, Let's Get It by Yeji, her newest single off of her upcoming album. Just before that was Mean Boy Mixed by ZDBT, SMP, and Prado Monroe off of the Mix Mag Presents Logic 1000. And then opened that set with Gardetto by Liv off of Girl in the Half Pearl. Today's steps were cool is the opposite of simplicity, functionality, and comfortability. And that, my friend, is a noun. Referencing a Soichi Aoki quote, who is the founder of Fruits Magazine. And we're just gonna break it down. So what we're breaking down right now is simplicity. The opposite of simplicity is like, I see is complication, or like something complicated and something ornate. Which I think is like, again, like I was saying this earlier, like having I don't want to say rigid definition, just because I think having a definition that is like, referenceable even of the word cool is very silly and strange. And again, like very tied to a time and tied to a trend. Whether or not that, and like often I feel like the coolest trend is in opposition to the existing fashion or the existing like style, culture, whatever. So yeah, I'm not going to harp on this too much, but the opposite of simplicity being complication and ornateness. And I guess I'm just debunking this definition is like my goal for today. I don't know. Maybe this is mean to say. I just think that it's really easy for something to become forced. Again, like I think that cool, and that's either like leaning towards simplicity or leaning towards ornateness. Like I'm really of the opinion that like whatever feels good to you is what's cool and like is what's fashion, I guess. Okay, moving on. This next song is Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared by Cherry Blue off of their new album, Hollow Bastion. Mwah! I've been waiting for this album, and you, I'm sure, as a dedicated listener of Teachable Moments on CHR 101.9 FM, have been as well. I love Cherry Blue, and this album is amazing. Go listen to it. But first, listen to it on CHR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Yeah, I hold you so high, but you look at me that way, make me feel so open. Don't let me go. Don't let me go. Come with me, let's never come back. You want me to be right here. You know I'm only yours for the same reason. I get it every evening. Ooh, you're making me so soft. For the same reason, I get it every evening. Ooh, you're making me so soft. Yeah. 40 hours from my flower, so. Mountain, and we can leave the rivers.
looking for a mind-melting, jumping show to go to? Show Me the Body is a noise music, sludge metal, genre-bending band that puts on exhilarating shows, and they're coming to Vancouver's Rickshaw Theatre on March 8th. For more information and to get tickets, go to rickshawtheatre.com.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
I'm not
What's up? You're listening to CATR 101.9 FM, the show with Teachable Moments. The host is me, and the listener is you. You guessed it. You just heard the song Phone Freak by ZDBT off of the album Evening Star. Just before that was Coton out of Edmonton with the song Homeworld 303 off of the album Release Spirit. And then opened that set with Cherry Blue, Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared, off of the new album Hollow Bastion. Today, we are talking about coolness as per use, but a bit of a different approach, I guess. We're directly referencing Soichi Aoki's definition of coolness, which centers around, he said that coolness is in decline because of the rise of simplicity, functionality, and comfortability. We talked about simplicity. Now we talk about functionality. And I feel like I spent most of the last break debunking, so let's lean into it this one. I take back what I just said. I don't agree with this one. I love a piece of function. That's not to say that there shouldn't be like useless items or like, I don't know. My brain wants to say frivolous, but that feels kind of demeaning. But frivolity is fun and it's cool and like whatever. But oh boy, isn't it nice when your frivolous item also is functional? I think so. And that's kind of all I have to say about that, because we are moving on, because we're running out of time. This next song is You by Overmono off of their Calling Out EP, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hello.
Want to get your foot in the door in the arts sector but don't know where to start? Look no further. CITR is collaborating with Community Arts Council of Vancouver and hosting a free workshop series where you'll have opportunities to learn and connect with experts from different areas of the industry pertaining to journalism, grant writing, making community radio, promoting yourself as a musician, and how to plan an equitable event. You can sign up for any or all five workshops by simply going to CITR's Instagram bio and registering through the Eventbrite link. Portland, Oregon-based Sub Pop recording artists Quasi are set to perform in Vancouver on Thursday, March 2nd at Fox Cabaret with special guests Number 2. Tickets available now at f7entertainment.com.
What's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral traditional and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The song to which you just enjoyed yourself to is Subject to Temptation by Pushpin off of their album Power Play Part 2. Just before that was Moderat, copy the Logic 1000 and Big Ever remix, and then opened that set with Over Mono, Is You, off of the Calling Out EP. Today's Devs Word of Cool is cool noun, not in relation to simplicity, functionality, and comfortability, according to Soichi Aoki, the founder of Roots Magazine. We've talked about simplicity and its opposites. We've talked about functionality and its opposites. Now we get to comfortability. And this is another one. I just feel bad. I feel like I sound like a hater. I love maximalism and I love frivolity and it's very cool. Everything's cool. But I cannot get behind this one. I cannot get behind this one. Oh, at all. Are you kidding me? No. The coolest thing ever is to be comfortable. I feel that strongly. I just don't, I see like functionality and like simplicity. Like that's, to me, that's like related to like the ornate or like related to, I don't know, an ethos. Comfortability is a lifestyle and a reality. And I just don't see that as like oppositional to coolness. Like, I don't like, why wouldn't I want my beautiful things to be comfortable or my cool things to be comfortable? However, there are some takes to which this is accurate. So the antonyms to comfortability that I came up with were discomfort, temporality, I guess, and something challenging. Like, I do think that something that like questions the a dominant narrative or like even a dominant trend, like something that challenges the existing like landscape, I guess, is cool. You're offering a new perspective. You're expressing yourself, and that's cool. And you're not, and it's not fueled by hate. temporality also cool. Like, I don't know. I guess just like there's something to be said for like knowing that something's ending, or like knowing that like it's only gonna be up for an amount of time, or like, but I don't think that that needs to. I don't think you should really count on that. People remember for a long time, longer than I think you think. And, but discomfort, no. Chop, flop, we don't like it. Not team hit here on Teachable Moments. But again, I know I sound like a hater. I'm just saying what I feel, and this is how I feel. But we got to move on. This next song is If You Want To, featuring Kai Wiston by Pedal Supply, and you are listening to it on CATR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. What's up? Dear listener, we've reached the end of our show, which is airing on 101.9 FM Vancouver. The song that you just heard is Save Me by TDJ out of Montreal. Just before that was Two Shell with the song Heart, Here For You Heart, off of their EP Lil Spirits. And then opened that set with Pedal Supply, If You Want To, her newest single featuring Kai Wiston. Today's session real cool. Is cool noun the opposite of simplicity, functionality, and comfortability, based on the Soichi Aoki quote, who is the founder of Fruits Magazine, that where he says that cool, there's a decline in coolness due to an increase in simplicity, functionality, and comfortability. My only note for this ending segment, I guess, or this ending break is, coolness is so subjective, it hurts. It's like so, like it means so means nothing, and also I guess like it can mean everything and anything. So I think having like a rigid idea or like having a definition of coolness is kind of funny, and honestly kind of silly. And I know I feel like I sounded like a hater throughout this. I as a dork love maximalism. Ugh, but yeah, some of its tenets I don't think agree with me personally, and that's fine. That's that is none of my business, and also none of yours. And ditto for whatever you're doing over there. Go team. but we are gonna end the show with the song "Crime Think Supernova" featuring Morning Coup by Free Angel Play, and you, my dearest listener, are listening to it on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver.